Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling into segment number two of the Nosebleed Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Zach Walchuk, the wannabe Hall of Famer riding shotgun.
Two-time, got you down.
We got Zero holding it down in the Pimp Cup. Not just holding it down, but keeping them Gators down. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. Thanks for rocking with us as we're about to go around the rim here. 877-881-1053.
Pure happy gold as always, Eggy. Thanks so much for asking.
Friday night.
Quitting time.
Appreciate you, General. Shout out to you, Brian Broaddus, and, of course, the greatness of Jeff Cavanaugh. Appreciate you, General. Appreciate you. But before we do anything, we got a lot of Mavs conversation to get to. It is a Mavs party tonight. We're going to be cranking up the Mavs Club, and it's going to be fantastic. But before we get to any rim sesh or biggest L, biggest dub, which is 15 minutes away, get them in here. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Let's pause for this.
60 seconds of trash radio with Zero.
Genophobia. It's a fear of sexual intercourse.
Gosh, I'm horny for this.
I haven't missed you. I've missed you guys so much. I don't mean to frighten anyone with this news, guys. I read it during the Rangers game. I don't know if you guys have talked about it. I haven't been on the show in like a month. I haven't been able to share any trash with the Bleeders for a long time, and tonight I quite literally I have some trash I've brought to the table.
Is this about India?
No. Okay. No, it is about a country. There is, in fact, guys, a 10-story, 23-ton piece of trash that may or may not be hurling towards a heavily populated area of Earth from the sky over this weekend, and it could make impact, like, tomorrow or Sunday.
A 2-ton trash droid?
23-ton. Mark that. 23-ton. To me, guys, this sounds like a science experiment that just went horribly wrong. Someone from China, they created the country's biggest rocket a while back. The name of the rocket is the Long March 5B. It's a very, very large rocket, and it's currently a piece of the rocket is currently tumbling out of control in orbit. And apparently there was no contingency plans for this because the rocket is expected to fall back to Earth in what is known as an uncontrolled re-entry. So 23 tons hurling towards Earth. This thing could land in the ocean or it could land on AT&T Stadium in Arlington right down the road. We have no idea.
Well, I hope it doesn't. We got a home game tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
We got people there. We got to salvage this. We got to save them.
There's no way to save it.
How the hell did the trash get up in the space area like that? What did they do?
What you've seen, like Apollo 13, right? The piece of you've never watched Apollo 13, Walchuk?
That is the one that has slipped away.
Oh my gosh!
It is slipped away,
Walchuk.
I'm glad we brought this up.
Like you've seen it, Eric.
Because everybody has seen Apollo 13.
Name one character in Apollo 13.
I don't know the names of these guys.
I wasn't asking you, Zero. Oh. I was looking at the stunned face and the uncertain face right now of confusion.
The actor. Name one actor.
Wasn't Tom Hanks in it?
Yes.
Was in it. I haven't seen it.
Houston, we have a problem.
So, I watched this in school. It was like a mandatory movie for us to watch.
Oh, my God.
That was October Sky.
October Sky was badass.
Pissing me off that you have never seen Apollo 13.
I know, Zero. I'm so sorry.
But,
it is a movie that I must see.
Yeah, this thing, we have no idea where it could land. It's kind of frustrating. We've sent rockets to Mars. We've brought the people back from Apollo 13 after their, if you haven't seen the movie, thought everybody
no
had
spoilers.
Seen the movie. No, the engine blows up and they're 200,000 miles away from Earth and they find a way to make it home. They can figure that out, but we can't predict where a 23-ton piece of rocket is going to land on Earth. Just fantastic work by NASA and the space program. It's frustrating.
So how many days away are we, Zero, from being trash bombed?
Tomorrow. Like today.
So this
30
is our
minutes
last
away.
Night on Earth.
Yeah,
which
could
one
be.
Is our
Very
ones
could
left.
Be. This is totally negligent. Yeah.
It would be kind of cool if the day that Elon Musk and his SpaceX takes on SNL, we get just slapped over the head with a trash droid.
He should have been focusing on space and not trying to be funny.
972 says, uncontrolled reentry is my thing.
That's funny, 972. That's a hell of a text right there. I agree.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That felt good, by the way, Zero.
It
just to acknowledge that for a second. That was some trash that I had been yearning for physically and spiritually and emotionally for
genuine trash.
Of 3 weeks
like, honestly, last night, Peyton, it wasn't even trash. It was actually pretty good. This was garbage.
Yeah, just truly terrible.
Yeah, he's sitting right here next to me. Just made,
I hope he's smiling.
Just made eye
he
contact.
Did a hell of a job.
Hey, Peyton.
Is he shirtless again, or is he sleeveless?
No. Oh, he's got his shirt on. Mm.
Does he
out
really?
His phone. Yeah.
It's disappointing.
No phone,
all right. Well, just because Peyton's shirt's on doesn't mean ours has to be. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. And on a Mavericks victory Friday night, gentlemen, let's go all the way around the rim.
Let it ride! Rain dance!
Rain dancing our way to a Southwest Division title. That is right. The Dallas Mavericks of Dallas have officially clinched the Southwest Division. Now, this is extremely shocking to me. Not the fact that this is the first time they've won the Southwest Division since 2009-2010. That does not surprise me. What does is just reading, when you just see it for the first time, this is the fourth division title in Mavericks franchise history. Doesn't that, like, jump off the page at you? Like, what? We win, how long were we just winning 50-plus games every single year? Like,
no doubt.
What
the
hell?
Damn
you, San Antonio. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the issue. It's you're playing in a division, unfortunately, with a Spurs team that was
a bunch of all-time greats.
I don't know. Do we consider that Spurs team a dynasty? Would they win five championships?
So it
makes it a little bit tough. But you're right. I mean, one would think, given how good the Mavericks were from 2000 to 2010, that they would have maybe been able to win a couple more of those things.
Yeah, that one just sort of freaked me out there when I saw it. But it's not about the past. It's about right now. And right now, the Mavericks are division champions. And Club Maverick is open, baby. A record-setting night for one Luka Doncic, which is always very, very exciting. I am trying to find the exact stat because it is eluding me.
Oh,
and now it is here.
Luka
Doncic scored his 5,000th point of his career tonight.
That's insane.
Yeah, that makes him the fourth youngest player.
He just entered the league, 5,000 points, guys.
Yeah, it feels like he's been in the league for 5 minutes. He's got 5,000 points, and now he's the fourth youngest player
to
achieve
wrap your brain around
that benchmark. 22 years and 67 days old. If he would have only waited two more days for the ultimate, it's okay. 22 years old and 67 days. The only other players to hit 5,000 career points before Luka Doncic did.
LeBron James.
LeBron, KD.
Luka Ditch.
And Carmelo Anthony.
Man, just unbelievable. Again, like, it's hard to really process and grasp just how damn good and how lucky we are to get to watch what Luka Doncic is doing. Also, shout out to Rick Carlisle. We gave this nugget last night after they beat the Nets, the Mavericks. But he is now no longer tied for 15th place on the NBA's all-time wins list.
Ew.
He's now in sole possession of 15th place on the NBA's all-time win list. He now has 833 career wins.
Circle the wagons?
Cotton Fitzsimmons. Yeah, we're going to circle the wagons, baby. That's what he did. He's now top 15 at 833 wins and 687 losses. And shout out to KG Kevin Gray, who's also been killing it on the Twitters with his Mavericks updates, but sending me a text. Mavericks 30-14 in their last 44 games. 30-14. And it looks like Portland and LA, who are playing right now, the Lakers, that is, Portland looking like they're going to get the victory tonight. So that's going to further push down the Lakers. Mavs all alone at that five spot right now.
Man, can you imagine how sad it's going to be if Chris Paul and the Suns find a way to become the one seed and they wake up in the first round of the playoffs and they're taking on LeBron James and the Lakers? God,
wouldn't that
dude.
Be so Phoenix? Like, just, you finally make the playoffs for the first time in forever, and then you have to play a Lakers. Now, it could be a wounded Lakers team, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's like, that's not a team. Like, you didn't play all year.
That's everybody's nightmare. All those top seeds.
Play your balls off. You get the one seed, and boom, here comes LeBron and AD. That's your prize. Congratulations on the one seed. You said it would be so Phoenix. I think it would be so Chris Paul. That poor bastard cannot seem to. He's like, dude, I got the one seed. Are you kidding me? We're on a roll. LeBron's been banged up. This is awesome. Oh, God, he's healthy now. Oh, wait, him and AD are coming to town, and they are the team that we're taking on in round one. This is some BS. So that's going to be kind of comical if that ends up being the case. But, yeah, the Mavericks were dominant tonight from the start. They were up 33-19 after one. They were up by double digits going into the half. Luka sits the entire second half, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Only having to play him 23 minutes is strong. He still goes 8 of 17, 24 points. Tim Hardaway Jr. continues his stretch run of, seems like, 20-plus points every single night. The last six or seven games, he's just been on an absolute tear. And if he keeps that into the playoffs, plus an addition of Kristaps Porzingis, who wasn't officially ruled out for their next game, by the way, either, when they go to Cleveland by Rick Carlisle tonight. I don't know if he'll play on Sunday, but seems like he's inching closer. So getting him back with Hardaway Jr. playing the way he is offensively. Josh Richardson, say what you want about him. He's been extremely disappointing this year, particularly on the offensive end. But it seems like he's kind of getting going a touch as well. And he gave you 18 points tonight, 8 of 13, super efficient from the field. So just an awesome, awesome performance. Mavs get some consistency off the bench as well. 8 for Powell, 8 for Burke, 8 for Brunson, 8 for Hinton as well. Can someone text in Hinton's first name? Because I'd be surprised if there were a ton of people that knew there was a guy named Hinton even on the Mavericks roster.
Do you want to take a guess at what it is?
Well, I know what it is, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
I wanted to play a fun game.
Let me go with Ryan.
It's Nate.
Ryan. It's Nick.
Nate the Great. Nate the Great.
It's Nick
what
or
I
Nate?
Said.
Hold on.
But
what did I say?
Look, Nate got 13 minutes. Josh Green, 26. They were able to unload the bench. There was some bad news today for a superstar in the NBA. That would be one, Zion Williamson.
Oh.
He is now out indefinitely. He has a fractured left finger.
What?
Damn. Yep, fractured left finger.
They're two games out of the play-in tournament.
Well, according to David Griffin, it's a, quote, fairly significant situation.
Yeah.
Okay? So, he's left-handed. How do you want him to do anything with a fractured finger, Zero?
No. I'm saying they're two games. Like, two
you
games
call him
might
soft,
be.
Zero?
Well, it sounded
two,
like you were crapping on Zion for
two
being
games,
out
just poop on the guy.
Two games might be too much for the Pelicans to find their way back into the play-in tournament. The Spurs have lost five straight, though. They're on a pretty significant losing streak.
Well, it's really hard, Zero, when your job is to bounce and play with balls. It's hard to do that when you have a fractured finger, okay?
Mm. On your dominant hand, okay?
Yeah.
Can you just, like, give Zion a break?
Yeah, I definitely. I'll give him a break.
And,
He already.
Jeez. Oh,
no.
It's a fracture. I guess that is a break. God, Zero, that was funny. That was good. Damn it.
No to the 214. Hinton's first name is not, in fact, Joe.
But that's but all a guess.
A hell of a
Joe
shot,
Hinton
though.
Actually sounds good.
Yeah,
you miss
Ryan,
all the shots
Ryan
you don't
Hinton.
Take.
He looks more like good. A Joe than a Nate.
He looks more like Ryan.
And to this point, you've missed every shot you have taken. Now, we do have a couple of we do have a NBA beef. We have a fun sort of NBA beef, and then we have like a sort of a more serious NBA beef, which is great. Which one do you want first?
Well, I'm all about the serious ones.
Okay. And even this is a bit cartoonish because of who it involves. But Skip Bayless decided to call out Richard Jefferson former teammate of LeBron James. He tweets this out, so listen to this. Bayless just tweets out. He fires it off. Well, he calls him Richardson Jefferson in the
Richardson?
Tweet. Which I think is just to add more disrespect to the entire situation. He says Richardson
Zach
Jefferson is now kissing back up to LeBron. He says Richardson Jefferson is now kissing back up to LeBron on the Gilbert Arenas podcast, saying LeBron is a better scorer than MJ was. RJ obviously needs LBJ back on his trippin' podcast. You'll note that Richard Jefferson has the road trippin' podcast. And so Bayless is trying to call it the Trippin' podcast now. So he says RJ obviously needs LBJ back on his Trippin' podcast. So transparent, so absurd. You have an open invitation to join me on Undisputed, Richard.
And I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Richardson Jefferson not work for ESPN?
Well, yeah, so that's what then Richardson Jefferson decides to follow back with. He says, can someone please explain to this senile old man that I work for ESPN, the network that has basketball, that I cannot go on his show on Fox? He knows this. That's why he shoots these dusty blanks. Why don't you hobble your old ass onto the road tripping pod? No networks, no restrictions.
Get him. There you go, Richardson Jefferson. Yeah.
And then see what I do with your girth and tonnage, Skip.
Slam dunk all over Skip Bayless's saggy balls.
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Look, don't show off like that.
I hate that sound. Okay.
The underrated line in the Richardson Jefferson tweet was saying he's shooting dusty blanks, which is pretty awesome, just because he's old. You know, Skip Bayless is old. And then one little fun one here. Apparently there was a back and forth between Charles Barkley and Kevin Garnett on TNT. Chuck said, Kevin, you're a borderline Hall of Famer. And Kevin Garnett said, Chuck, you almost a champion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.